Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? I'd like to welcome you to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, T Real. Nizzy Nay, you right over there?
I'm fine.
My co-host just got stung by a bee, so trying to make sure we don't need to send you to the emergency room or something.
Whatever.
You act like you got shot in your arm or something.
That's what it feels like. I haven't got stung in a long time, like years.
And you got stung like 5 minutes before the show start. I was sitting here trying to talk to Nizzy Nay. She's like, ow, ow, ow. I'm like, come on, get out. Stop out of it.
I know. It's been a long time since I got stung. I wasn't used to that feeling of being stung. The last time I got stung, I remember I was 10 years old. I was eating a hot dog, and the bee was on the hot dog, and I took a bite, and I got stung in the mouth, right on my lip. Inside, and when my mom told me, it's like a little trick, my mom told me to put tobacco on it, and it'll get the stinger out. And it actually worked. I ain't never heard of that before, putting tobacco on it. And literally, it took the stinger out.
I'm too swift. Like, I know anybody can get stung, but I'll be, like, on point. If a bee is near, I'm watching, like, all angles. Like, I'm on point. Like, I'm not. How did it sting you? Like, where did it? You seen it. When you seen it, it had already stung you, or you seen it and then it stung you after you seen it?
It stung me after I seen it.
Oh, no way.
I felt something on my arm. I felt it, and then I turned around, and I seen the freaking bee.
I've been, like, I've been in a situation where a bee was near me countless times. And, like, I'm fortunate enough that I don't recall ever being stung. Like, I don't be, man, forget that. Like, if I see a bee, it's dying before I even think about it. Like, I'm not even going to take. If I'm outside, then I'll probably, like, move away. But if I'm indoors and he in my room, that bee is in my room, it's dying instantly. Like, I seen that bee, it would have been dead before my brain comprehended it was a bee. Like, because I don't do insects and I don't do crawly, jumpy, flying things. Like, I kill all of them. Like, I don't be. Like, my house draws, like, these nasty-looking crickets. Some funny-looking type of cricket. I forgot the name. One of my friends had told me, like, the name of it, and I looked it up online. It's like, the weirdest-looking creature I've ever seen. And, like, they're drawn to, like, around my house. And, I see it, it's dying. Like, I'm not. Any of them, any type of creature, fly, insect, I'm killing it instantly.
That's all you see is bugs all around your house.
I mean, unfortunately, I got grass in the front and the back, so, you know, that's
why. I mean, I do too.
Trees in the front and the back. I got a tree in the front of my house, a tree in the back of my house.
I do too.
Yeah. So I'm sure you get your fair share of bugs and little infestations too.
No.
My house is crickets and ants.
We don't get no ants or crickets. The last time we had something in our house, it was a mouse. And I run from them things.
You run from mice.
I don't play around with mice. That's. I'm sorry.
I don't do mice. I don't do mice.
You're
I'm
a
little,
man.
I'm a little
you're,
thing
I
of
mean,
intelligent
you're a man.
Too, man.
You're supposed to be tough. Like, you're supposed to be, like, be able to, like, pick them up and get rid of them.
Pick them up? Like, what type of movie you've been watching? What black person you know is going to pick a mouse up with their hand? Get out of here, man. You tripping. Pick up a mouse. I sweep it up. If it get caught on the trap, I sweep it up and throw it in the trash and keep it moving. I'm not touching it with my hand.
Well, I guess I've seen it on TV, like, the men, they pick it up by the tail and they just, you know, get rid of it. Like, they ain't scared of no mice.
I mean, I'm not scared of it, but I'm not going to touch it, though. I'm not going to touch any. I'm not going to touch no roach. I'm not going to touch any creature. Like, I'm not touching anything. Like, if it ain't a house pet, I'm not touching it. Had you ever went over somebody's house and, like, they had, like, a horrible infestation? Like, they just had roaches crawling all over the place, like, to the point you ain't even feel comfortable sitting down?
No.
Well, I have, and that's not a pleasant experience.
How do you handle that? Like, you know, you don't want.
I mean,
because
you don't
be
expecting it. I mean, the first time you go to somebody's house, it's not like people are like, oh yeah, I got roaches. So you just go over there chilling, and then you just go look like, oh, a roach, oh man. Do you see another one? Then after about the third or fourth one, you realize this is bad. This is really bad. I went over one person's house, and roaches was, when I say everywhere, every time I look, I got to move my hand because a roach is crawling in my hand. It's crawling all on a chair, all on a table. And, like, they was used to it. They just was looking at them. They wasn't, like, killing everyone they seen. They were just kind of looking at them and not paying them no mind.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
I've been over three people's houses like that. They had roaches.
Like, I can understand if you don't know, but, and you don't know and then you see it, but you're saying, like, he already knew that he had a really bad problem and was just looking at it like, oh, it's nothing. Like, it was dirty. That's dirty.
That's
like, you gotta fix that
man.
Problem.
You want to see some? You want to see some roaches? Go to the projects.
Obviously.
You're definitely going to see some of
that. That's why I don't go. That's okay.
Do y'all even have a project where you live at? Y'all don't have no projects out there, do y'all?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah, y'all have y'all own little. The projects to y'all is probably like what we would consider a nice neighborhood. Like, y'all projects is probably nothing like our projects.
No.
Because our projects is like the projects you see on movies. Like,
and shootings and stabbings and drug dealing and all that. Police stay over there. They stay over there. Matter of fact, they just had a stabbing over there last week.
So you can't escape the drama, no matter where you live nowadays. You can be in Beverly Hills and you're gonna be dealing with some type of drama.
And is that supposed to be they're supposed to be like cleaning that area up, but. There ain't no clean. There's no help for that area. There's no help. As long as drug dealing out there still, drug dealers, I mean, nothing but trap houses out there, it's never going to get cleaned up.
Well, we got an interesting show tonight, Nizzy Nay.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell the people, this is your show, why don't you tell the people what tonight's show is?
Well, tonight's show is about classic movies.
Let me say that again, because your accent might really throw, sometimes it's hard to understand. Classic movies. Tonight's show is about classic movies.
Yeah. Hater.
Because I barely understood you.
What?
Oh,
sorry,
no, but,
my people.
But please continue. Please continue, though.
Well, I came up with this idea because we know, we already did, like, the sitcoms, and, you know, next is going to be cartoons, of course. But then I was like, you know, come up with, like, movies, because I was just, like, watching a classic the other day, and I was like, huh, we should do a show about, you know, classic movies. I was watching, what was I watching? I was watching Mommy Dearest. Of course, that is a big classic. Joan Crawford in it. Big, 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 big classic. So I was like, we should definitely do, you know, something like that. You remember the movie Mommy Dearest? I know some people don't.
Of course.
I mean, you know. I don't know.
Classic.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know if I believe this or not, but, you know, the one that, you know, Mommy Dearest, the one that was actually playing her part, you know, they said, this was rumors, I don't know if it's true, but they said that that the one that was playing her part was transsexual. That's what they said.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what I've heard, but I don't know if it's true or not. But that's what they said.
I don't know anything about
that. That's what I heard.
I don't know.
That dude's actually transsexual.
I
don't know. I was looking at the movie, and, you know, kind of got that built, you know, type of body, you know? I don't know if it was actually the real person, you know, that was actually the transsexual, or if it was the person that was playing a part that was, but.
Really?
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm not sure. I don't remember. It was so long ago. I don't remember. But I remember that. I hear
it. You're about to make me look it up. Now, I know. I know transgender people like have a fascination with the Mommy Dearest movie. Like, you see a lot of, like, you can, like, see videos and stuff of, like, transgender people dressing up, you know, like Mommy Dearest. What was the lady's, what was the character's name on Mommy Dearest? It's been a while since
Joan
I've seen
Crawford.
It. No, that was her real name, right? Or that's the name of the character. Maybe it's the character.
See, that's what I got confused with. I got confused with that because I was looking it up too, and I was like, "It was that the person that the chick was playing in the movie? Was she trying to play
Joan Crawford?" Is the one that played. Well, no, Faye Dunaway. I think, okay. Faye Dunaway. So I'm looking at it now. I'm more Google now. You done made me Google it. Faye, all right, so Faye Dunaway is the real person's real name or the character's name? I'm kind of confused. It says Faye Dunaway.
Yeah, I
then
was
it says
confused.
Joan Crawford.
Okay, so then that was her name. She was playing Joan Crawford then.
Okay, she was playing Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Her name is Faye Dunaway. That was a classic movie, though. She was mean, man. She treated our kids like crap. Mainly the daughter. Like, that was crazy. That's definitely a classic, though.
Yeah. I know. I watched that movie over and over again. To a point where I just had to buy it. Because it is just a classic. I like buying, like, classic movie rather than the newer movies, because I know it's something that I'm gonna watch over and over, and I'm gonna get my money's worth. So, what's one of your favorite classic movies?
I got a big list. You might as well just go ahead and name yours, because I know I got so many. I'm gonna be talking for a while once mine's come. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and name some more, because like I got a pretty lengthy list.
Okay. Another one that I have is the Oz.
The who?
Not the Wizard of Oz. Not the Wizard of Oz, but the Oz. You know, with Diana Ross
Jackson
in it.
I thought it was called the Wiz.
It's called the Wiz.
I don't think it's called the Oz in anything. I think it's called the Wiz.
It's called the Wiz? Why the hell did I say
so.
The Oz?
Well,
it's
yeah,
the
I'm
Wiz.
Like the Oz. It's called the Wiz.
Look, if I Google that too.
Girl,
I Googled
to get
it too.
Together.
I Googled it.
Still got it wrong. How in the world did you Google it and still get it wrong? Maybe because we've been off for a week. Maybe that's too long. Maybe that's a little too long. For, you need to, like, you know, kind of stay in rotation, keep that rhythm going.
My Googling is messed up. Or maybe it's just my phone. I don't know.
Nah, that's you. That's definitely you. I Googled it. It came right up. It was no the Oz, it's the Wiz.
Oh, excuse me, it's the Wiz. Okay, excuse me, people, it's the Wiz. Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, you know. I like that better.
That was definitely a classic.
I like that one better than the Wizard of Oz.
That one was great. Like, the Wiz, they did a great job with it. One of the greatest musicals of all time. But, you know, I'm a keep it real. I'm not gonna be biased from just because, you know, the Wiz is the black version.
The black version.
Yeah, it is. It's the black version. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It is what it is. It is the black version. I love
it.
It's great. It's great. I'm not gonna lie. But like the Wizard of Oz to me will always be like the greatest musical, like the original one. The original one
well,
will always
yeah.
be. The greatest.
And that guy. Had Joan. That had Joan Crawford in it.
What?
That had Joan Crawford in it. That was Joan
that
Crawford.
Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Are you saying The Wiz?
No, The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz came out in like the '30s.
Yeah.
You know that, right? You know the Wizard of Oz was like
yeah.
back when like our grandparents and stuff
it.
Was.
I'm a
The Wizard of Oz came out in 1939. And you're saying that you're saying that lady, hold up. See, you got me mixed up. You're saying Joan Crawford. I thought Joan Crawford was the character's name, Nizzy Nay. Like, you got me so thrown off, like. I don't know. Please, like, maybe I'm misinterpreting what you're saying. Like,
it was Judy Garland. That was the one that would played Dorothy.
Okay, because I'm like, huh? Like, I thought we established that Joan Crawford was
I'm
the character's
my,
name.
I'm getting my.
Right, and then on top of it, like, you talk about 1939, that person, like, that's so long ago, like.
I know, but she was young in the movie, though.
You
she
said
was
she
really
was young, so the timing could have been. Okay, well, I guess that's possible. I don't know. You just.
She was young.
You got me all thrown all over the place. I don't know if I'm
you
going left, right, up, down.
Shush. Okay, another one on my list. Is Coming to America.
That's a classic.
With Eddie Murphy in it.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
That is my favorite part.
That's a classic all day.
That's my favorite part. Okay. I don't know if you know about this one, but this is one of my favorites.
If it's a Lifetime movie, I probably don't know.
No, it's not a Lifetime movie. Jeez, oh, Pete.
That's all you watch is Lifetime.
Okay, but I still watch, you know, movies, too. But another one is the West Side Story.
You know what? That sounds really familiar.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to say I've seen it, but I've seen so many movies. Some movies I probably didn't forgot the names, forgot who
that
exactly.
That one played. Is a freaking classic. It is a classic.
What is it about? Refreshing my memory.
Oh, I can't. Like, it's like all I remember really from it was, like, there was, like, a lot of Hispanic in it. And they were, like, dancing. Like, I haven't seen it in a long,
long time. You're not
making
it sound, like, tempting to see. You got to give me more than that.
I haven't seen it in so long.
You said there are a lot of Hispanics in there dancing around. Like, what is it, a musical or something? Like,
It was a musical. It was a musical.
It's a musical?
Because I remember watching it in school and in a chorus class. And it was a musical because we actually did that musical in school. It was
It's like really old.
Yeah, it's really old.
It says, it's an American musical with a book by Arthur Lawrence. Yeah, it is a musical. You're right. It was inspired by William Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet. I thought when you said West Side Story, I'm thinking you're talking about
it was inspired by some gangs, and they get into a turf war,
and they start going to war with drugs and money and turf, and you're talking about a musical.
Yeah,
but
they changed West Side Story. That's why I said
right. Like
they had Hispanic in it because it was similar to Romeo and Juliet, but they were Hispanic.
Right.
That was like the little twist to it. They were Hispanic. They were all Hispanic in the movie.
Oh, wow. I never heard of that. I thought you were talking about a gangster. No, I thought you were talking about a gangster movie. I really did. I'm picturing California, drugs, war, sex, guns, all of that.
No.
What else you got for us?
I have E.T.
E.T.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Of course it is. Are Drew Barrymore in it?
You know, when that was out, everybody was like, all the kids was like infatuated with the whole like UFO flying saucer thing, because everybody was like, they want to see a real ET. They want to meet a real ET. Like, we was all expecting aliens to look like ET. Like, in our mind, it was like it was almost real. Like, it was classic. They did a really good job with that movie. I think it's one of the highest grossing films of all time, changing the definition
of it, like the coloring and all that. They keep coming out with it, and I would rather just watch the original version of it. Just all original. Because you keep changing it. It's just like, it takes away from the actual movie. Like, keep it a classic the way it is. Damn it. And then another movie I have is, I remember watching this with my dad, King Kong.
Oh, yeah. King Kong. That's a throwback, but it's definitely classic. Well, you know, they made a new one. You talking about the old one or the one they made like five years ago?
Yeah, like when it was in black and white. Yeah, I remember that, watching that with my dad.
Yeah, King Kong is a classic.
Huh?
I know, I was saying King Kong is definitely a classic.
Well, yeah. And then another one was Planet of the Apes, which they did so many versions of that.
The new one was good, but that old one, you seen the old one? The one from like the 70s? Man, that was so good. Like, I really enjoyed that. Like, I'm not going to lie. I love the special effects on the new one, but like to me, the old one better. I'm not going to lie.
Yes. I hate when they do that. Like, they take a classic and they try to bring it back into our time. I hate that because it kind of ruins that classic movie that when it first came out. It ruins it. It's like, oh, you know, this stuff is neat now, but nothing is nothing better than the actual, the very first one. It's always the first one that's always the best.
Yeah, it's very, very rare that, like, the remakes are better than the original.
I know.
The sequels are better than the original. It's, like, really, really rare.
And then I have that, I can't say this word right.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I had the twang to my voice, so it may not even sound right. I ain't going to say it.
Well, how do you know what you're talking about? You got to say it.
No, I'm going to skip that one.
No, no, you can't skip it. What is it? What is the movie, Nizine? Cut it out.
I was giving it.
Come on, don't be ridiculous.
See, I'm stuttering.
The who?
The X something, you know, the scary movie.
X something.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Exorcist. Come on, say it with me. Exorcist.
I'm not doing it. I'm treating me like no little kid.
I'm trying to help you out. You said you have a hard time pronouncing it, so we're going. We're going to take a step by step. X, sir, sir.
No.
Come on, say it.
No.
X, sir, sir.
No, stop it.
All right, but let me just hear you say it. Go ahead, try to say it again. Let's see if you got it.
No.
That's ridiculous. You should be able to say X, sir. You're a grown woman.
I had speech problems when I was little. I always had speech problems.
You're not little anymore.
But I'm
get
saying,
you to pronounce your words right.
I always had speech problems. Ever since I was little, I've always had speech problems. Sometimes
now you want to try to make out you got some type of handicap. Cut it out, man. You just,
I do.
It's just certain words. A lot of people have certain words that they, you know, struggle to pronounce. I mean, I even do. But I think I could say. Like, in a situation like The Exorcist, like, I don't know. I just don't see how, like, it's that hard. I don't see how
now
it's that hard.
Now you're making fun of me.
No, because I...
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not making fun of you. It's like,
yes,
I know you really
are.
Don't
you
have a speech problem, man. Cut it out. Like, I know you. You just have a funny accent. You don't have a speech problem. Cut it out, man. Next movie. And by the way, that is a classic. You know, the lady, you
but
know,
she was
she's
walking down
her
the
head spinning
backwards.
Around. I think that's what everybody remembers, like her head spinning around.
Yeah.
Her head doing like a complete 360. And it's so many
of
them.
They made so many
versions. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I lost count. I think
I
they
did
made
too.
Some that didn't even make it to the movies. Like, they just keep making them, like.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But it's definitely one of the scariest movies, I think, of all
that's
time.
Probably
like, it don't get much more spookier than that. Like,
yeah. that's probably like the only one, the only like scary one that, as far as classics, that I'll still watch. And then another one is Child's Play.
Of course. Classic.
Classic.
I mean, a little dog running around killing people. I mean, that was just like, especially when it first came out, it was like, to see that approach, not to say that like it had never been a movie where it was like a doll or a toy killing people, but it just kind of set the tone for a whole new approach with scary films. Like, that's, and then his voice, like, he had that creepy grown man, deep sinister voice, like,
you can never freaking kill him. You can never kill him. I did not get that. Like, why won't Chucky die?
That's definitely that might make my top 10 scary movies of all time. I think Child's Play would make my top 10. Would that make your top 10?
Yes.
Yeah. This is
yeah.
Definitely worthy
like
of
four,
a high ranking.
5, 6 of them. There's a lot of them too, because that movie became really popular.
Yeah, the first two was the best ones by far, though. Part three was all right. Like, everyone got worse. Everyone got worse to me.
The last one was just plain out stupid, I believe.
With like the baby,
she had the baby,
and then she had the baby, like a little Chucky.
Yeah.
His little girlfriend had a baby.
Yeah. They just took it too far.
I would agree. I thought they should have left it alone after three. I think if it would have been 1, 2, and 3, bam. I thought that legacy was sealed, certified classic, boom, moving on. No more Chucky's, moving on. Don't recreate it, don't nothing. It is what it is. But, you know, when you're dealing with Hollywood, man, it names sell. It's not just the quality of the movie, the name. The name of a movie will sell. So, you know, hey, we can get a couple $1 million just by making a sequel to this movie. Let's go for it. Then you got the movie lovers who are like, man, they just don't really appreciate them remaking movies that don't live up to the expectations and aren't close to being as good as the original. And it's like, you know, if you're a person that really, really loves your movies, like you're a really, really movie head like that, like, it's like it hurts your feelings when you see your favorite movies get remade or they add sequels and it just make the whole story just stupid now. Like, they always find a way to get carried away, that's for sure. Look at how many songs they made. Like, okay, so the character's dead, but it's like still 3 or 4 more ones after he's already dead. Like, really? Like, he's dead, but he's still trapping people. Oh, well, he brainwashed other people and got them to do it, but he still, like, got the recording. Like, he's still talking on the recording. So he knew that was going to happen before he died. Like, he had, I don't know. Like,
they just took it too far. They just took it too far. They do that. And when a movie becomes really big, they do that. And they ruin the first one, the second one, they ruin them. Because usually the second one is not as good as the first one. But in this case, the second one is just as good.
I think they should have
left it alone after the second one.
You talking about Saw?
Oh, Saw?
What movie are you talking about?
Oh, I was talking about Child's Play.
You still talking about Child's Play? I was talking about Saw, but
Saw? Well, Saw is a good one too.
The first one was off the chain.
Oh my gosh.
The second one was good too. I think Saw is one of those movies where it just keeps going down.
My favorite one was the second one. That's my all-time favorite one.
Yeah. My favorite one was the first one. I mean, the fact how he was in the room the whole time and they didn't know, and that was dope. That was dope. Like, to me, that was by far the best one. Like, I mean, part two was definitely the second best to me, though. But there, you know what? There are cases, some cases, it's kind of rare, but there are some cases when the sequel to a movie is better than the first.
Yeah.
But that don't mean you should still keep making more and more just because the sequel was better. You still got to know
right.
how to hang it up. You got to know
right.
how to hang it up.
Right.
Let a classic be a classic and let's move on.
Right. Right. Let it alone. Like, where did they come out with, like, 7 or 8 of them? Didn't they come out with, like, 7 of them?
Talking about Saws?
Yeah.
I believe it's about 7 of them. I want to say 7 because I know it was a Saw 6 and then it was like Saw 3D. So
uh-huh.
I want to say 7. I Google it to find out for sure.
I think it was 7.
Go ahead.
Oh, dang, you made me lose my train of thought. I only have up until 4. Like, I started buying them and keeping them because I like them so much.
Yeah, I was right. It is 7. I'm looking now.
Yeah.
And they came out, look, they came out back to back. Saw 1, 04, Saw 2, 05, Saw 3, 06, Saw 4, 07, Saw 5, 08, Saw 6, 09, Saw 3D, 010. So, like, they all came out back to back to back to back to back. Every
that's,
year, new Saw came out.
That's because they were so popular. Like, the first one did so good.
Man, I know they made some money off of that. Back to back, every
yeah,
year, a new Saw movie coming out.
Yeah, they did. And they even had, like, I remember, like, it was like a show. I don't know if you remember.
They had a reality show, and the person that wins it, like, they get
yes.
to be on the new Saw movie, right? I remember
yes.
that. What was the name of that reality show?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. But I was into that show. That was a long time ago. Man. I didn't even know that the first Saw had actually came out in what you said, 2004? I didn't even know it was that far back.
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean, you got to think about it, though. It's been a few years since the last one came out, and it's 7 of them, so.
Yeah.
But usually they'll take, like a multiple, like usually you don't see, like, when they have that many movies, it's rare to see them come out every year. Like, sometimes they'll, like, skip a couple of years, and then they did one, like, they had it pre-planned, like, when they had the first one, like, it's going to be a 7-part series. Like, it's almost like they had it planned. Maybe
I think
did.
They
Who
probably
knows?
Did.
It's possible.
I think they probably did. But they were smart about it because they made so much money off of it. And to hold it off for so long, people may not want to see the second part of it. It was just like a whole thing with, like, Twilight, for instance, like, that movie, they came out every year another one. They kept going because they were doing so well with it. And they want to keep people interested in the movie and get excited and buy their tickets early and all that. They want to keep people interested. So they got to come out with it. And they probably started making the second one right after the first one. They were probably right after they made that one, they were probably just working on their second one to keep people watching it. Because, you know, because with Saw, you have to watch it from the beginning. You'll get confused. It won't make sense to you if you don't watch it movie by movie, because it all plays along with it. You'll get so caught off track. I think that's why I stopped, like, watching it. I haven't even seen the last 3 of them. Like, I just...
You had...
I didn't see the last 3 of them.
I thought you seen all of them.
No, I only seen till 4. I seen the fourth one, and that was it. Because
they're
like,
hold
the fourth
up,
one.
Hold, pause. It's not that. You talking about Saw? You talking about Saw?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You still talking about Saw? Every time I think we moved over from Saw, you talking about Saw. I thought you were talking about Twilight. I'm about to say, it's not no seven Twilight movies. No, we're done with Saw. Saw is in the past now. What else is on your list? We've been talking about Saw way
Let's
too long.
Leave alone.
Saw is not that great of a movie that I keep talking about. What else on your list? By the way, Twilight is a classic. Let me speak on Twilight real quick. And I know Twilight was on your list, right?
Of
Twilight
course.
Had to be on your list.
Of course. Major
you seen all the, you've seen all of the Twilights, right?
Yeah, I got all the movies, too.
Yeah, I love the Twilight series, but the first one was just by far the best one. Like, the first one was great. Twilight's not one of those movies to me that it keeps going downhill, but I think I liked the last one. You're big on Twilight. You know the names of all of them. What's the name of the most recent one?
That would be part two of Breaking Dawn.
Oh, so it's Breaking Dawn part one and Breaking Dawn part two?
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Dawn part two to me is better than part one. I think, yeah. I felt like that one was better. Most of them was like going downhill, but I thought the last one was better than the one before, the Breaking
that's,
Dawn part
that's
one.
Because
I thought Breaking Dawn part two was better.
That's because they had
the
more action,
was fighting.
In the
yeah,
last
yeah,
one.
Man. Why did they be don't? I'd be frustrated.
Because
like, movies I love so
you,
much.
If you
like,
haven't
they,
read the books,
I don't care about
the
book,
Disney.
It's a movie. I don't care about the book. Screw
I
that
know,
book, man. This is a movie.
You have to think about it.
No,
but
no,
you have
no,
to think
no,
about
no,
it.
No, 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 no. Screw
you have
that,
to think
man.
About it, though. It's based upon books. Like, the last one was so detailed and so full of action because that's how the book was. Like, the last one was literally just like the book. Just like the book. And then for the first movie, it was a totally different director. That's why that first one was always going to be the best because it was a totally different director. Like, the second, the third, and the last two was from all the same director. The first one was from a different director. Totally different director. That's why you see the movie just the way the coloring is and, you know, everything was so different in the first one because it was a totally different director. Like, she literally...
The story, though, like, I love the way the story, how he was, like... He seemed, he was like more sinister. What was that main vampire name? What's his name?
Which one?
The main, Bella's.
Oh, Edward?
Husband, Edward, yeah. Like, he was like a gangster in the first one. After that, he
well,
was just
yeah,
like, he was like a
little was.
Marshmallow after the first one, man. It's,
well, that's
it
how the book
too,
was.
I just,
you
I'm
have to
gonna,
think about it. That's
man.
How the book That's how
he's supposed to be a vampire. He's supposed
beginning.
To be a gangster, man. He's supposed to be a gangster. No, I'm
but
not trying to hear that.
But it wasn't supposed to be gangster,
no, man.
Though.
He got a thirst. He's
it
supposed
was
to be hungry for blood.
It was about a vampire
it should be more
that
about
fell
him,
in
like,
love.
No,
it was about a vampire that fell in love with a human.
Mm-hmm.
It was about love.
We disagree.
It wasn't about
I don't
being
care what
gangster.
It's about, man. It's a movie. We want to be entertained, man. I don't want to be seeing. I mean, like... I understand the love part got to do with it, but,
really,
like, it needs to be more action,
really
man. Like,
females.
It needs to be, like, more, like, it needs to be more, like, you know, more stuff going on with him, like, fighting his urge and, like, killing. He should have been actually still killing people, and she's like, you can't keep doing this. And she's crying, and she's upset, and he's like, I'm trying the urge. You don't understand. Like, it should have been more of that going on. It's too much of, like, his emotions, man. He's a vampire, and he... He's sitting there being emotional. He a freaking vampire. You gotta be kidding me, man. He get
because
more and more emotional every film. What was the werewolf name? What was his name? What's his name?
Jacob.
He practically is like, yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, you're her friend, but you love her, and I know you got feelings for her, but you know what? Since I'm so in love, you disrespected me because we really, you're a vampire and you're a werewolf. I'm a vampire. We're supposed to be beefing anyway, but I'm so in love and infatuated with her. I'm going to let you disrespect me as a vampire. You know, it's one thing to disrespect somebody as a human. You disrespected me as a supernatural being. And you could just, you know, be up in my girl face and be disrespecting me, getting up in my face.
But that's not how
telling
it
me
was
what to
in
do
the
about
book.
Nah, man.
That's not
so
how it was in
that
the
movie.
Book, though. That's not how it was in the book. See, the books are better because it was so much more detailed. Like they actually got into more fights than what you see in the movies. The movies
that's
that
ridiculous,
have to keep
man. It's
watching.
Too much emotions, man. Too much. Like, it's still a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not good. It's still good. It's still good, but, like, that messed it up to me. Like, that whole emotional thing really started messing the movie up. It's still a good movie to watch. I think the last two I actually seen at the movies, but, like, that just really... Like, I was such a big fan of the first one. I was like, they won me over. I'm going to go see all the rest of them. And then I was like, I'd be, like, disappointed. Like, damn, why they... moving on. What else on your list?
Another one on my list is Booty Call.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yep, that's one of my faves, Booty Call. Jamie Foxx. What's the other guy's name? Oh, I can't think of his name. What is his name? What was the other guy's name? It was Jamie Foxx himself.
I don't know. I had to Google it.
Oh, my goodness. Never mind.
I'll find out what it is. But, you know, I'll let you know. That's what else on your list?
I have Menace to Society.
Yeah, definitely a classic. Oh, Tommy Davidson?
Yeah, that's
You talking about Tommy
name.
Davidson, the guy from A Living Color?
Yeah, that's his name, Tommy Davidson.
And Vivica Fox was in it, too.
Yep, she sure was.
Yeah.
Another one is Set It Off.
Oh, yeah, definitely classic. Definitely.
What else? I haven't been scratching my... Oh, State of Property.
Who?
State of Property.
State of Property? What's that?
Mm-hmm. Come on, really? You remember that movie?
I know State Property with Beanie Siegel. I don't know State of Property. I don't know that one.
What? What did you say?
I know the movie State Property with the rapper Beanie Siegel.
Oh, okay.
They have, like, Memphis Bleak and all of that. Like, I know
yeah,
that one. I don't know State
about.
Of Property. Huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, you got the name wrong then. You got the title wrong. This is, like, what, your third one getting wrong?
No, it was only my second. But you get my drift. Because I just remember the second one, it had Mariah Carey in it. I remember that. She only had, like, a little something in it, like, at the end. You remember that?
It's been so long. That wasn't one of those movies that I watched over and over again. So, but I did think the second one was better than the first one.
No, I thought the first one was better.
Really?
How
he like shot up the court and all that, and I thought they went so like it was so exaggerated, like they made him like he was really like Scarface or something. Like, I don't know. It just I don't know. The second one was a lot better than me. What else on your list? Keep
coming.
I
have Players Club.
Players Club. That's a classic.
I have Boys in the Hood.
You know Boys in the Hood is always going to be a classic.
Of course it is.
Hold up, though. Players Club got what? Lisa Ray, right? Yes, yes. That's one of my like favorite independent films. One of my favorite independent films of all time. Like Players Club, man, definitely classic. It's a really good movie.
Yep.
And what was the
one
after that? What was the one you named after Players Club?
That was it. I didn't name
it
anymore.
You named
after
something after that Players Club. You just named it.
And Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, Boys in the Hood. Yeah. Ice Cube. That's man. I remember because when I was a little kid watching it, my little feelings was hurt when a dude was running and got shot in his back like that with that shotgun.
Oh,
my
God. Dang, because
it was like, yeah, I hurt my feelings. I was a little kid, man. I was like, dang, that was like the character that I liked because he was like the good guy. You know, you a little kid, you like the good characters. I was like, dang, man. It was definitely a hood movie, though. Definitely. Definitely classic.
Yep.
Ice Cube is underrated. Like, the movies that he played in and the movies that he write. Like, I think, I think Ice Cube wrote The Players Club. I think he wrote that. Like, he's a great,
really?
Like, director. Yeah. He writes films. Of course, he acts. He directs, acts, writes, all of that, man.
And he's a good actor.
He's a great actor. He's a great actor. He's so underrated. It's ridiculous. Like, Ice Cube should be like mentioned in your top 20 at least in your top 20.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He's one of very few of rappers that can really act.
Rappers that can actually act.
Yes.
I think Tupac to me was the best rapping actor ever, but I think I had to put Ice Cube right there behind him at number two.
Speaking of Tupac, I have Juice on this list too.
Yeah, I love Juice. Juice is by far like the best movie Tupac played in. And it's sad because he had so much potential. Like what he did in Juice, you know, that role, he was only 25 when he died. He had so much left in him. He would have had so many more classic roles. It's ridiculous. I think Tupac
really,
was supposed to be in Menace to
young?
Society, but he got into it with the director. Like he got into a fight or something, and he ended up not being in the movie. But I'm pretty sure Tupac was supposed to be in Menace to Society.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that Tupac was really that young.
You didn't know
when
he was only 25? He was 25 when he died.
I didn't know he was that young, honestly.
Yeah, and I think Biggie was right there, too, 24, 25, something like that, when he died, too.
Yeah, I know. I knew Biggie was young.
Yeah, because, like, Pac, like, had a, he didn't have, he had a, he was a young man with an old soul.
I think that's why I thought he was older.
Right?
Yeah. That's why I thought he was older than that, because he did have an old soul.
Yep. Man, that Bishop, man, he played that role, and that was his first. How do you do that good of a job in your first acting debut? Like, how? Like, that's talent, man. That's classic all day.
Well,
what else on your
and
list?
His hair in that movie. Oh my goodness!
You said his hair. That was that old
yeah.
school, man. You know, I was like the early '90s, so.
Oh my goodness! I forgot that he actually had hair in that movie. Like I forgot, and I had to do a double take because I forgot. I haven't seen that movie in so long. When I seen the picture, I was like, "Oh my goodness! He looks so different." Because, you know, everybody remember him as having a little piercing on his nose, which was very weird to even see a black man with a pierced nose.
Hey, don't be talking about Pac, man. I know you're a Biggie fan,
though.
Don't be talking about Pac. Don't turn this to an East Coast, West Coast war on the show.
If you're
about to bring the whole East Coast, West Coast rivalry back on Blog Talk.
Now, if you see a black dude these days with a pierced nose, you're going to think something wrong with him.
Man, listen, Pac can do anything he want, man. That's Pac, man. It's not weird if Pac do it. End of story. Cannot talk about Pac to me, seriously. Like, you cannot talk about Pac in a bad way. It's forbidden.
I was not talking about him in a bad way. I was just saying it was odd.
It wasn't odd. It was just his style. You're not the first guy I've seen.
Look, anyway,
moving on. What else? What else is on the list?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be debating with you about Tupac's nose ring. We got a whole list of films to name.
Okay, another one I have is Belly.
Yeah, man, so many people, like, I think that's on a lot of people's, like, top 10 films. Like, that would be on my top 10 or anything, but it was a good movie. It was put together well. Like, it was a good movie. The second one had the rapper Game. The second one was Game Part 2. Yeah, I seen that. It was like, no comment. We're not going to talk about the second one. The first one was definitely a good film. I remember because I remember back in school, everybody was talking about, like, that was the talk of the town, like, Belly. Did you see Belly? And, you know, DVDs wasn't really popping yet back then, so it was like everybody had the VHS of it. Because that was like the 90s, like the late 90s.
Now, another movie I have, which I don't know if you know this movie, because some people don't, it's called O. That's what
it's
the movie is called. It's called O.
O?
Yeah.
Like O-H?
No, like O, just like O. Like the letter O.
Just the letter O.
Yeah, because that's what the dude's name was.
Wow. Oh, just one letter. Okay.
And if you actually seen it, you would say, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. It's about this black guy who was friends with this white guy, and they were both on a basketball team. And this white guy, his father was the coach of the basketball team. Well, the black guy was, you know, the star player on the team. And his father, you know, was so, you know, into this star player, and the dude was really jealous of him. So basically he set him up. The star player had a girlfriend. She was white. She was the girl from Save the Last Dance. Remember that white chick?
Yeah,
from Save the Last
Dance. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And that's a classic, too, Save the Last Dance.
Not my type of movie, but I ain't hating on it or nothing, but it's, you know, I'm a guy. We ain't into no dancing movies, man. Any guy ever tells you his favorite movie is a dancing movie, trust me, you're going to have to really question his manhood, like. You got to, you know, find out if he might be a little, you know, iffy a little bit, you know. You know what I mean? Catch my drift, nigga. It's one thing to like it. Yeah, if that is his favorite movie, you need to be, like, yeah, looking at, like, that's a guy you're talking to and you're trying to be with, and his favorite movie is a dancing movie, and he be sitting in the mirror practicing the moves and stuff. You know. Now, if he's a professional dancer, that's a little different, but I don't know, man. I guess you can spot those things, man. So it's one of those things where you see a guy and he's like into dancey fashion stuff and all of that. You have to like really question some things.
Okay. Well, anyway.
What else?
Okay. What else I have? I got that one. Got one. I have what you probably have on your list.
What?
The Godfather.
Godfather, of course. That's classic all day.
Which I didn't really get into. Well, actually, you know what?
How you gonna have it on your list and you couldn't get into it? That don't even make sense. You don't put it
like,
on there because other people like
I
it. You put it on there because you like
the
it.
I got more Godfather than I did Scarface, which is another one. That's a classic.
You
know, Scarface will always be a classic.
I mean, don't get me wrong, The Godfather's good, man, but Scarface, man. I mean, it's both Al Pacino, man, but Scarface, man.
Yeah. Scarface was definitely a classic. And then I have Star Wars.
Now, look, you're taking stuff off my list now. How you going to have Star Wars? You don't even like Star Wars.
It was, I've seen the movie. Like
you don't even like
seen,
it. You're not allowed to put a movie
I've
on the list that you don't like. You cannot do that. That's so cheap. Like, you're cheating. Because you're taking away from
I'm
my list.
Cheating.
You're taking away from my glory, right? Because I'm going to introduce the movie with passion because I love these movies. And movies that you don't like and you're like, oh, yeah, Star Wars. I don't like it, but it's on my list. Boo,
why,
man.
Why, excuse me? Let's,
boo,
let's
boo,
get to your list.
Boo.
Let's get to your list. Let's get to
your list. You done with your list?
Yes, I'm done.
I got a lot of movies. All right. Where do we even start? I got Independence Day. Independence Day is by far one of my favorite movies of all time. I remember going to go see it in the movies. It's one of the very rare movies that I've seen at the movies twice. I mean, with the special effects. I mean, everybody killed their roles. It was... You know, always had a thing for aliens and stuff and flying saucers and special effects and explosions. So it was definitely the right movie for me. And, definitely,
Smith.
To me, by far, one of the best movies, like one of the best action movies of all time to me. So I had to put that on my
Smith
list.
Killed that role. Killed it.
That movie was...
If Will Smith was not in that movie, I probably would have never watched it.
And you know, rumor has it that they're already working on a new Independence Day, two of them. It's going to be like a two-part series, like how the last two Twilights were. And they say Will Smith was too expensive. So it looks like if it's going to be a new Independence Day, which rumor has it that it is, he's not going to be in them. And that's going to be, big, big, big disappointment. Like, to the point that I don't even think, like, it's worth making. But once again, it's not about the passion. It's about the money. It's about the money.
Right.
Like, you know, because the directors and writers and stuff, they don't care that people are going to be disappointed because it should have been left where it is. They know they're going to make millions of dollars. And I guess in a way, you can't blame them. Like, I can't be mad at somebody for getting money. It bothers me as a fan to see them ruin legacies of movies by adding too many. But, you know, at the end of the day, they got to feed their family. So if you look at it from that perspective, then you can't really knock them. You know, you can't knock them. You can't blame them. So it is what it is. But Independence Day, definitely. Next, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Like, that is, like, in my top 10. Independence Day is, too. Like, and Terminator 2 is definitely probably in my top 5, actually, of movies of all time, period, in any category. Like, I love Terminator 2. Like, I can still... watch that movie till this day and will not be bored. Do you remember that, Nathan A, Terminator 2?
Yeah, of course.
Evil T-1000, the liquid, he turned into a little liquid, he could turn into pieces.
Oh, that was so tight.
That movie was, man, that movie was off the Richter scale, man. That was a 20 on the Richter scale, like, especially back then, those type of special effects, like, you know, they had special effects back then, but that was like some new stuff that they came out with that movie. The way it was just put together, oh my goodness, like, man, oh man, that movie is always going to be a classic, definitely. Then you have Jurassic Park. I mean, you can't not mention Jurassic Park in your top movies of all time, like, you know, classic movies, best movies, whatever, like, Jurassic Park has to be in it. Like, I remember going to the movies and seeing it as a kid. I was so excited, and I had the video game. Actually, my uncle had the video game on Sega Genesis. I remember we used to play. Me and my friend used to play. We used to always try to beat it. That was fun. And, yeah, you know, that, I used to buy the toys. That's how old it is. You know, I was actually a kid, like, at the toys and stuff. I remember, like, all of that, man. I was, and I always said, like, when I was a kid, I had a huge, huge thing for dinosaurs. Like, as a kid, I was, like, I was infatuated with dinosaurs. Like, I thought they was just so incredible. Like, so that movie was great, man. It's a great movie. Definitely top 10 film, definitely. And then, of course, you mentioned Star Wars, which is an insult. Well, Jurassic Park, before we go to Star Wars, Jurassic Park Part 2 was actually good, too. Like, I didn't like Part 3, but I thought Part 2 was good. Of course, the first one was the best, but Part 2 was really good, too. Like, it wouldn't be in my top 10, but it was still a classic to me. Like, it would definitely be in my top 100, like, definitely. Part 2 was good, but Part 3, I was very disappointed, and I'm glad they left it alone after that. Like, rumor has it they're working on another Jurassic Park film, but rumor has a lot of things, though. So, you know, you never really know, but I hear that there possibly will be another Jurassic Park film, from what I hear. So, I don't know. What you think about that? You think they should bother, or you think they should definitely just leave it?
Leave it alone. That movie was a classic. Just leave that where it was at.
It can't be no worse than Part 3, though. Maybe I'm looking at it like this, right? I'm trying to look at it from a positive view. Maybe if it's really good, maybe it'll make up for the third one. Because if it was just 1 and 2, I would say leave it alone. There's no point. But Part 3 went so downhill. Only if it's going to be better than Part 3 is it worth it to me. Because I hate to see such a great franchise end the way it did, like with Part 3. It was just, oh, gosh. But Star Wars, all of them great. I mean, come on, man. R2 and Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader. I mean, as a kid growing up, I mean, of course, Star Wars is actually before my time. But, like, what it don't matter. Like, if you once you see Star Wars, it grabs you in, you know. Like, I have such a great appreciation for that movie, like, that franchise. Like, that is, I can't think of another movie. It's, what, 6 of them. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. Because it's episode 1, 2, and 3, and then it's the regular Star Wars. It's Return of the Jedi, and then, what, Empire Strikes Back or something like that. I think I got it right. I know it was definitely 6 of them, and I know the prequels are like the last new ones, like the old ones is from like the 70s, 70s towards the 80s. But the episode 1, 2, and 3, which were the prequels, were the ones that the new ones with the, you know, they were made in what, the 2000s, I believe, or the late 90s maybe. Might be in between the late 90s and early 2000s. They did such a great job with the special effects and the story, and it was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, I could go on and on. Point blank, Star Wars, one of the greatest franchises of all time. Top 10 all day long. Like, I put each one, they're so good. Like, I don't say, all right, well, this one's here, that one's there. They're all, like, so good to me, I can put them at equal value. Star Wars franchise has its own bracket. They're not separate. That's how good of a franchise it is. Also, we have Lord of the Rings, and I feel pretty much the same as I do about Star Wars. I want to say I do like Star Wars better, but Lord of the Rings, for that to be like a newer, you know, for that that had came out, like, you know, more recently as far as, like, the beginning of it, definitely. It's like the modern-day Star Wars franchise. Like, I love what they did with that. I didn't see the newest one. But, like, the first three were great, great, great movies. I love them. Definitely classic. You named E.T. already. That was on mine. Bad Boys. Bad Boys is arguably my favorite movie of all time. The first Bad Boys, arguably. Nizzy Nay?
Yeah, I'm a
Oh, okay. You got quiet. Yeah, I'm making sure because, you know, you'd be losing service all the time with your ghetto cell phone. But, yeah, Bad Boys, Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, one of my favorite movies, arguably my favorite movie of all time. I think the movie's actually underrated. As much credit as it got, I thought it deserved way more. Like, how can I not be in somebody's, like, so many people I talk to and Bad Boys is not in their top 10. It's like, how can Bad, to each their own. But how can Bad Boys not be in your top 10, isn't they? Like, how? Like, that is a great movie, man. I mean, just the action, funny, everything. The way they brought the characters to life. Like, the whole, man, it's, like, indescribable, man. Like, that's just one of those films that just comes, like, once every 20, 30 years, you get a Bad Boys. Like, that movie is awesome, man. It really is. Bad Boys 2 is really, really good, too. Like, I would give part one. I would give part one a 100. Like, like easy. Like, top notch. Like, it can't get no better. I would give part two, like, a probably like a 86, 87. And see, that's still good. Like, I still think it's a really good film, but it's a good, it's just a difference from good and great. And I thought part two was good, but I thought part one was great. So, Bad Boys had to be mentioned. Die Hard with Bruce Willis. Always got to be mentioned. It's a lot of them now, and it's been years since I've seen them. But I know, like, the first two, one and two, were, like, well, like, ridiculously, like, they were just, man, they were some great movies. Definitely, Die Hard has got to be in the top, definitely. At least in, like, the top 20. And one that I didn't, now that I'm speaking of Die Hard, one that I didn't, have on my list, that now that I think about it, it needs to be on there, is The Fifth Element. You ever seen The Fifth Element?
No.
You didn't? Chris Tucker, Bruce Willis? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Do yourself a favor and watch that movie when you get the chance. Check and see if it's on Netflix or something. Like, The Fifth Element, that's a great movie, man. That's one of my favorite movies, like, period. Like, that's definitely in my top 20. Fifth Element, I cannot tell you how many times I watched that movie. That is a great movie, like, man, classic. Passenger 57, Wesley Snipes, another classic, definitely. You know Wesley Snipes was the man back in, like, the 80s, 90s? Like, during the 90s, man, Wesley Snipes was dropping, like, two movies a year. He was the man for a while. And, you know, yeah, Blade, Passenger 57 and Blade to me are like probably his best two movies. You never seen Blade, Nizzy Nay? When Wesley Snipes was the vampire?
Oh,
you
didn't like that? Classic.
Yeah, classic all day. Definitely classic. I, Robot. You seen I, Robot with Will Smith?
Of course.
That's another classic. That's a... Will Smith's best films. Along Men in Black was really good too. It's not enough time in the day to mention every movie. You will always forget some stuff, but Men in Black was definitely a good one, especially for kids. Like, cause it's kid friendly, but it's not like too kiddish to the point that an adult can't watch it. Like, an adult can enjoy watching that movie too. That's a good movie. That's a good franchise. Will Smith, man, it just don't get much better, man. You gotta get a man his credit. You just, when Will Smith is in the movie, you know the movie always has potential. You never expect a movie to suck with Will Smith in it.
That's why he's worth so much money. That's why he's so expensive.
Yeah, you better pay that man.
Right, because they already know you put him in that movie,
people gonna go see it. Cause he's not gonna play nothing corny. He must have some good agents and he has good taste. He has good taste because, you know, actors do have a say so on if, like, they like the script. They'll decline if they don't like it. He has good taste in movies, like in, like, picking the right movie.
Well, yeah, but
like,
overall he's a good actor. So Will Smith can play any part, and he can make that character come to life. That's really him. He's just a good actor.
I'd like to see him play a bad guy. Have you ever seen Will Smith play a bad guy?
No.
I never seen him. I would love to see that. I would like to see him do something different.
I would too.
I would, because, you know, when we seen Denzel do it in Training Day, and it was like, wow, like, that was like his greatest performance.
That is a classic.
I forgot to mention that. I don't know how that's not on my list.
I did too.
This is one of those things, like, you know, like, there's just so many you'll forget. But Training Day is by far one of my favorite films, probably my top 10 movies of all time. Like, I love Training Day. Like, it's, I love suspense. I love thrills. And that's what Training Day really is, man. It's just so suspenseful, and it's like, oh, my goodness. Like, it's just so well put together, man. Like, wow. It's a freaking awesome movie, man. Great.
I'm going to have to watch that tonight.
I never got tired of that movie till this day. Like, I'm not tired of it.
I
can watch it tonight.
It's just more than a movie.
It just is, man. Like, he just killed that role so hard, man. I mean, like, you got to give him his credit, man.
But Denzel is another actor. But Denzel is another actor where he can play anything. He can do anything.
Yes. Yes. They're in their own bracket. They have their own bracket by far, definitely. Definitely. Definitely, man. I had RoboCop on my list. And I'm thinking about that. Like, It was a good movie, though. It's just been a while. And I'm surprised they didn't remake it, because that's one of those movies that they usually, like, remake. But RoboCop, like, the first two were really good, actually. Especially part two. Part two was, like, because part two was actually rated R. Like, part two was about drugs, and it had a lot of gunplay and violence. The little teenager was taking drugs and stuff. Man, the first two RoboCop movies is off the chain. Underrated, like. People don't still talk about that till this day, like some movies from like the 90s and the 80s. But RoboCop is definitely a worthy mention. Definitely at least top 30, top 50. Like, definitely got to make it top 100. I don't see how I cannot make anybody's top 100. I was a big, big fan of RoboCop. I had the toy when I was young. I had the toy and all of that, man. RoboCop is a great franchise, man. And, it would be interesting to see them make a new generation RoboCop, but I don't know. They could mess it up, but maybe it'll be good. I don't know. I could see them. Yeah, it's possible. I don't know, but you know what? RoboCop is one of those movies that I actually wouldn't mind. They said they were making a new one. I wouldn't mind. Something tells me that if they could do a good job with that. I usually don't like seeing them remake movies, but I could see them doing RoboCop. Get the right director, the right cast together. It could do good with it, with the new special effects. Then, of course, Batman. Now, before we talk about Batman, right, we got all of them aren't, like, there's some Batmans I didn't like. Like, Batman, when I say Batman, I'm talking about the first one with Michael Keaton, the first original Batman with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Returns, which, you know, had Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito. That was the best one to me, too. Like, that was the greatest Batman. Batman Forever, Tommy Lee Jones, Jim Carrey, Val Kilmer, and Chris O'Donnell. That one was one of the best ones, but Batman Returns is the best to me. And The Dark Knight, because I didn't really like the first one. I think it was like Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. I didn't like Batman Begins that much. And I didn't like Dark Knight Rises that much, neither. But I love The Dark Knight. That one that had the Joker in it, did you see that one, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Tell me he didn't kill that role.
He did. He did. It took me a while to really sit down and watch it. But
really?
I didn't even think that I was gonna like it. So I was just like, oh, forget it. I ain't gonna like it. And then one day I just sat down and watched it. I was like, wow, he really did play his role.
Heath Ledger. That's who played the Joker. And you know he died. Like, that was his last film before he died.
Yeah, and see, I thought that everybody was just doing that, saying he killed that role because he. you know, because he died right after that. So that's why I really didn't even care for it. I was like, oh, they're just saying that because, you know, he just died. You know how people are. And they're just going to say he killed that role because he just died and all this. And so that's why I never really took the time to watch it. But he really did do a really good job.
Batman is like, you look forward. That's how you know he killed the role. I look forward to seeing the parts with the Joker more than I look forward to seeing the parts with Batman.
Yes, because he...
Like, I just want to see the Joker. That's all I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he really
he killed
that
man.
Part.
Yes, he did, man.
He really, I mean, Jack Nicholson, he was the best by far. But he did kill that role, though. He did. I'm sorry. Jack Nicholson did the best. That's just because he's the one that did that. That was a classic.
Yeah.
Like,
I called him Jack Nicholson. I always get it mixed up. Jack Nicholson. You're right. Jack Nicholson. Yeah. You know what? It's arguable. I want to say because the first original Batman was, like, so long ago, like, people forget that, like, Jack Nicholson, like, killed that role, too. Like, and I'm pretty sure that Heath Ledger was inspired. I'll bet you he watched the original one, because it does
remind me.
It really, really reminds me of the original Joker, like, the one Jack Nicholson played. Like, the way he behaves and stuff really reminds me. I bet you he watched a lot of that one. To like,
I think Heath Ledger was like doped up on that because, you know, Joker was really, he was odd. Like, he was really, really odd and talked funny. And I don't know. I think he was doped up. He was, for real, some people say that he was doped up on that movie.
Doped up? I don't care what he was. I know he killed it. I can't say which one did the better job, but I can say I think I liked the Dark Knight movie better than the original Batman.
I can't say that.
I'm talking about the first one. I think it was a little better than me. I think I want to say Dark Knight is like maybe my second favorite. Batman Forever was really good too, but I think it was good with Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones. But I think my order might be Batman Returns, and then Dark Knight, the Dark Knight, and then Batman, the regular Batman, and then Batman Forever. Dark Knight was really good. Like, I would probably be right behind Batman Returns. And then the Superman franchise, Christopher Reeve,
I didn't watch all that.
you didn't watch Superman?
No, I didn't care for it.
You probably was busy playing with your Barbies, man. That's a God's film right there. That Superman is classic, man. Like, Christopher Reeves killed it. Like, they've been remaking Superman. So I didn't see the most recent one, but I seen the one before then, which was good. It's just hard to picture somebody doing a better job than Christopher Reeves. Keep in mind that the special effects that exist right now didn't exist back then when, you know, the original Superman movies came out. But for what they had to work with, great movies. Great movies, man. Superman, the Superman franchise. I think it was like five of them. And they classics, man. That's something that you probably would want to show your kids one day, Nizzy Nay. The old Supermans with Christopher Reeve, they'll love it. They'll like it. Old or not, trust me, they would like it. It's really good.
Mm.
Can't believe you haven't seen them. You haven't seen one Superman movie, Nizzy Nay?
No.
Wow,
now
that is,
I watch.
Now
I watch Spider-Man. Now I watch Spider-Man. Like I used to watch a cartoon of Spider-Man. I've seen all the Spider-Mans. I was more into Spider-Man than Superman.
Not me. Superman was like always the greatest superhero because he was like the most powerful, indestructible. Shoot lasers out of his eyes, and he can blow things miles away, you can fly super strong, and, man, faster than a locomotive. Like, come on, man. Superman is, like, the greatest superhero ever, man. He's Superman. I mean, come on. I'm gonna need you to watch. I'm gonna need you to watch the original Superman films, Nizzy Nay. I'm gonna need you to do that. Then your turn.
That's okay.
Then you got Ghostbusters. What about Ghostbusters?
Oh wow! I totally forgot about that classic.
Ghostbusters.
Yo, that
classic.
Is a serious classic. That would be probably in my top five. Ghostbusters.
What movies of all
serious?
Time? What, top five movies of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a big kid, man. I can't believe you said that. I mean, don't get me wrong, Ghostbusters is a great movie, but for you to be a grown woman and saying that's in your top five.
What's my top five? Yo, my brother used to have, like, the little kit, you know, where they would catch the ghosts in. Like, they actually had it, like, in toys. My brother had it. We used to play it all the time. Yo, that was one of my favorite. That's one movie that I could watch over and over and over again. It never gets old to me. I love it.
That is great. That is a great movie. You said top five. I mean, hey, your top five is your top five. I gotta respect it. I'm surprised
you
had a kid movie in your top five, but I respect it though. It is what it is. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Did you like that, Ninja
Turtles?
I like the first one. The second one was good, too, with the Super Shredder. The first one,
to me,
is by far the best one, though. That was a great movie. Like, you know, they put that together really, really well. I remember I used to
see
my cousin.
They did all that. Like, how they made that really come to life.
They did a good job. They did really
that
a good job.
That they did.
And, like, if
they
you go watch
really
the movie
did.
Right now, it don't look outdated. It looks like it still looks good, like, with the turtle looking like is actually a real talking live turtle. Like, they did a really good job. That's just one of those movies, man. Like, certain movies are just, they just come, and it's just like, that movie's ahead of its time, and that's one of them.
Right.
And that was part one and part two. Part three, it was like, okay, y'all just running out of ideas.
I didn't even know there was a part three.
Wow, you didn't know. You forgot. That was because you probably was a kid when it came out. You probably knew when you was a kid, but you probably blocked it out of your memory because you were so disappointed. No, you probably blocked it out of your memory because it was disappointing. That's a classic, though, by far. Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie
Murphy. Oh, my
goodness.
Oh,
you ain't
my
like
goodness.
That? You ain't like
I
that?
I didn't like it. Uh-uh.
What? 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 You ain't like Beverly Hills Cop? Oh,
no,
my
I
goodness.
Didn't.
That's classic. That's Eddie Murphy at his best. Man,
I didn't
oh,
like
man. That. Beverly Hills Cop is a great film, man. It probably been a... Maybe you was a kid last time you tried to watch it and you couldn't get into it. Try to watch it now, like... It's still a good movie to watch. Like it's I don't know. You should try it again. I highly recommend it. And then we have now Nizzy Nay. I know that you got to be with me on this. One of the greatest kid films ever, man. Home Alone.
Oh wow, yeah, definitely a classic.
I used to watch it over and over and over. I'm a little kid when it came out. I'm like younger than Macaulay Culkin, so like I'm like you know. It's just like when you were a kid, like kids nowadays still like it. Like kids, young kids like it. But when we were kids, we had such a great appreciation for it because it was new.
Right.
They never took this angle with a mainstream movie. And like it was so big. Like that movie was great.
It was.
I even had the little tape recorder. What was it called? A Talk Boy or something like that? The one from part two. They came out with it in stores and I had that, like.
Oh wow!
Man. Yes, I was a big Home Alone fan, big Home Alone fan. Yeah, big man. Part one and part two was really good, and I'm glad. Like they shouldn't have did a part three, but I'm glad they didn't like try to rush out another part three with Macaulay Culkin, and he's like a teenager now, and still like part one and part two. I'm not mad at part two. Do you think they shouldn't have made a part two for Home Alone?
I like part two.
Part two was like good. That was one of the times that doing two parts worked out, and they knew when they cut it like zip, that's it, no more. We're not gonna force it and ruin this legacy. It's etched in stone. It is what it is. They did a good job. Like, I'm a big fan of that. And it was another movie that was a little similar. I think a little more rough on the edges, though. This was like the more dark version of like a kid film. Problem Child.
Oh,
you remember
yeah,
that?
I remember that movie. Yeah.
That was good. The little kid was like, he was like real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on part two, he had the little, it was the girl. His father had met the girl. His father met the lady, and she had a daughter, and she was real bad, too, and she was, like, timing up for him.
Oh,
those
yeah,
two
yeah.
You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Those were two really good movies. Especially part one. I was,
yeah,
yeah,
part
was
one
classic.
Was the best.
Yeah,
yeah,
classic. Classic. I always remember the part when he was in, like, an orphanage or something. And then when his father came and got him, his adopted father came and got him, and that's Jack Tripper from the Three's Company was his father, right?
Yeah, it was.
He came and got him, and they had a celebration, and it was like, bye, you know, they tried to play it off. As soon as he left, the balloon started going up in the air, and everybody was celebrating and jumping around when he left, because they were so glad he was gone. That's classic. Problem Child classic. Another classic. Another classic, Misery. You remember Misery, right?
No.
Holy crap. You don't remember Misery? The guy was a writer, and he was in a bad snowstorm, and, like, he lost control of his vehicle, and he crashed, and a lady found him, and she was obsessed with him, and she wouldn't let him leave? Like, he was a successful writer. She was, like, obsessed with him, and she saved him from out the snow because he had crashed, and like his legs was broke, and like she brought him into her home, but like he couldn't walk, and she was obsessed with him, and she wouldn't let him leave. I'm going to need you to watch Misery. Check Netflix, see if it's on there, and if it's on there, watch it, and then let me know what you think. I know you're going to like it. If you have any taste whatsoever, it's a classic, certified classic. The Sixth Sense is a classic.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Sixth Sense, definitely classic. Definitely. The Matrix.
Oh, wow.
I mean, The Matrix is definitely a classic. I was, like, mad the way they ended it, though. Like, how you going to kill him, like, at the end? Like, how did she die? Like, I ain't like the way they ended it, the end of the franchise, but, like, it was still, like, a good franchise, but, like, the first one was by far the best.
Well, yeah, always.
That's definitely. I remember, man, every time a Matrix came out, man, I would fly to the movies and see it. I don't care who I'm going with, I'm seeing the Matrix. That's classic. That's Keanu Reeves' best performance. Do you remember Bill and Ted, Nizine?
What?
Bill and Ted.
It sounds familiar.
And they like had this little time machine. They would get inside this phone booth and they would like go into the past. And they was like real goofy. They was like the real life version of Beavis and Butthead.
That reminds me of a movie. What is it called? Back to the Future. You remember that
one?
Yeah,
Back to the Future is classic. That's definitely classic. Michael J. Fox, definitely classic. But what I wanted to say about Bill and Ted was that, like, because that's Christopher Reeves. Keanu Reeves. And, like, I was like, wow, that was him. Like, when I seen The Matrix, I didn't realize that was him. And one day I went and looked at Bill and Ted and seen his name. I'm like, oh, that is him. Like, wow. Like, that was crazy. You would have to, like, be familiar with Bill and Ted to understand what I'm saying. But, yeah. Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox, classic all day. I mean, when I was a kid, like, what's something that we all thought about at some point in our life? Going back to the past or going to the future, like being able to time travel. I mean, it doesn't get more exciting than that. It does not get more exciting than that. So, I mean, Back to the Future.
And then another one, Teen Wolf.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic movie right there. That's Michael. Michael J. Fox was the man. Everything he played there was good, man. Like, I know,
yeah.
Michael J. Fox kills every role he's in. That is the man. That's the man with the plan right there. That's my boy right there. Then you got Speed. You remember? That's Keanu Reeves, right? Keanu Reeves. Speed, that was a classic.
Yep.
The bombs on the bus? What? Are you kidding me? The bombs on the bus? The bus has to stay at like 50 miles an hour, or it's going to explode? It does not get more exciting than that. That's what it's all about. Thrills. 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 That's what it's all about. Speed. Classic. Classic. Top 20. That would make my top 20. That would make my top 20. That is a classic movie right there. And what's that? Gene Hackman? Gene Hackman was the bad guy, right? Gene Hackman, I think. I think that was Gene Hackman.
I'm wrong.
I always get that guy mixed up with Gene Hackman. That's not Gene Hackman. I'm gonna find out that guy's name. I'm gonna Google it and find out his name. I don't know why. There's certain people in Hollywood, like, I just get mixed up for some reason. I just knew that was Gene Hackman. I had to think about, like, hold up, that's not Gene Hackman. But that's my thing. Like, I like movies that, like, when they try something that has not been tried before. Like, I can always appreciate a movie when, like, something's been tried that hasn't been tried before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper. I think that's how you pronounce it. Dennis Hopper. Hopper. Because I thought it was Hopper. But it's like it's spelled Hopper. But, yeah, him. Like, he was the bad guy. And Sandra Bullock, too. She was a girl, but yeah, that was definitely a classic film. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm gonna speed it up a little bit. Apollo 13, Tom Hanks, classic all day. American History X, you remember that?
No.
Well, look it up. Watch it when you get a chance. Definitely, no, it's classic. It really is. It's classic, and it's educational, and it makes you think. Definitely classic. Shawshank Redemption. You ever seen that? Morgan Freeman.
What is it?
Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Man, that's a classic, Nitty Nay. Driving Miss Daisy. I remember that, but I wouldn't like mention it. Like it. I ain't like it that much. It was alright, but like, nah, I wouldn't be in my list of like great films, classic films. I guess it was classic as far as like it did, I guess, pretty well, but I wasn't a big fan of it. Pulp Fiction. You never seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Whew, man, oh man, it's. Man, having conversations with you about things that everybody know and remember is, like, very interesting. Because, like, every time it's, like, you just don't be down with things. Like, I'll be just wondering, like, where have you been? Like, how did all of this stuff has happened? It's, like, you was, like, literally living on another planet. Like, that's, like, when we did the sitcoms and you didn't know some of the sitcoms. And we're doing classic movies. And you don't, some of these movies are classic, and you don't know them. Like, how do you not know Pulp Fiction? Samuel Jackson, Bruce Willis. Oh, my goodness, man. Well, listen, write that down on your list of movies to watch, Pulp Fiction. I'll let you watch it and then see what you think of it. Classic. That's all I can say, classic all day. Casino is a gangster movie. You seen that?
Yeah, I've seen Casino.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, that's classic all day. And then I have Young Guns. And you probably, that's a classic old school Western.
I think I have seen that.
Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, I think I have seen that.
Yeah, that's Kiefer Sullivan. That's classic. That's classic. It's the best, the greatest Western of all time to me. And I know that if you didn't see the Young Guns, you probably didn't see the rest of these. So I'm gonna just name them anyway: The Quick and the Dead, Shine Stone, classic; Tombstone, definitely classic; Unforgiven, classic; definitely some classic films. Sling Blade. Yeah, you probably didn't see that. Yeah, that's classic. You should check out some of these movies. I'm trying to put you on these, and there's some good movies. Sling Blade, definitely classic. The Halloween franchise. How do you feel about the Halloween franchise?
Alright.
You ain't down, man. Michael Myers is the man. Like the first original couple of ones, man. That movie was awesome, man. Like, how do you? I don't know. You didn't like Halloween?
I mean, it was all right.
It was all right. That's classic. That's classic, man. That's classic horror right there. They don't even make movies like that no more.
I mean, they don't. They definitely don't. I definitely agree with that.
Which brings us to Friday the 13th. What about that?
Which is definitely a classic.
Yeah,
one
classic
of my
all day. Jason, I mean, like, it's Jason, man. You can't kill him. He's super strong. Oh, man. Friday the 13th, man. It just... man, classic, man. One of the greatest horror movies, greatest franchises of all time. Nightmare on Elm Street, the same thing. Like, classic. Was you a Freddy fan?
Classic. Yeah.
Definitely classic.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, what I like about Nightmare on Elm Street is that, like, it's funny, too. Like, it's like, he'll make you laugh. Can't go wrong with no Freddy movie. How'd you like Freddy vs. Jason?
I mean, it was all right.
It was all right, really? You thought it was only all right? I thought it was really good. Like, I liked it. I mean, I thought they brought them together really well. Like, I liked that. Like, what more could they have done with it? I just thought it should have been longer. It was, like, short. But, like, I really enjoyed it.
I think that's why I said it was all right. Because I think they definitely should have made it a little bit longer.
It should have been, like, 2.5 hours. I mean, it's two of the greatest horror movie villains of all time. I think it was great, they got to be, like, 2.5 hours.
That was a great idea to do, to put them two together.
Yeah. Poltergeist, that's classic. I guess you don't know about that either. Holy crap, man. just gotta go when we just talk about, like, classic things with you, man. I don't know, man. I just wish I could just take my memory and just, like, give you some of it and just let you experience some of these things that you've been missing out on in life over the years, man. Classics, man. Creepshow, I'm sure you don't know what that is. Classic film, classic horror movie. Check that out when you get the chance. What about Aliens with Sigourney Weaver?
Did I see that one?
It's about, like, all I can say is it's aliens. They're real big and ugly, and they go to the planet, and, like, it's like they get stuck there or something. Like, they got to fight these aliens. It's classic, man. Just check it out when you get a chance, man. That's all I can say.
I've seen it, but I'm not sure.
Look, but listen, when you watch them, if you do watch the franchise, you want to watch Alien. That's the first one. You want to watch Alien. Part two is called Aliens. So it's Alien, then it's Aliens, I think. And then you want to skip part three because that was just bad. That was bad. Don't watch part three. And then you want to watch Resurrection. That was pretty good. What about Predator?
That was a good movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Yes. Classic, man. I love Predator, man. That movie is like, it never gets old. Part two with Danny Glover, it wasn't phony, but it was like, compared to part one. But the most recent one that came out, which was called Predators with an S, that was pretty good. I liked it. It was better than part two. And then Aliens vs. Predator. Did you see that?
What is it?
Aliens vs. Predator.
No, I didn't see that one.
Wow, Nizzy Nay. Wow. Oh, man. Just check it out when you get a chance. But you want to watch Alien, the Alien franchise first, because you won't appreciate it as much if you're not down with the Alien franchise. So you want to watch the Alien franchise first. You already seen Predator. Watch the Alien franchise first, then watch Alien vs. Predator. It's good. What about Tremors? The little things that go underground? Well, part one, they was underground. I think part two, they was running. And part two, three, they was like flying. They just kept trying new things. But part one, they was underground. That was the classic one. You never seen Tremors?
No.
That's another movie you need to see when you get a chance. Certified classic all day. Gremlins.
Oh, that's a classic.
You seen part one and two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like part one. I think I like part one better. Yeah, part one. What about you?
Yeah, part one was definitely better.
But part two was funny how the one could, like, could talk. It was, like, a lot more goofier, funnier. Part two was, like, more goofier. Like, it was, like, real goofy. Part one is a little more, like, scary a little bit. I'm so surprised they didn't make more. Like, I could see them. I wouldn't mind them making a new Gremlins movie, though, with new technology and special effects. It would be interesting to see how that turned out, because I thought that franchise was destined to be longer than two films. Because it seemed like it was so much more they could have done with it. Like, I like the idea.
Yeah. They may. You never know these days.
You're right about that. My list is long. I still got a bunch of movies. Leprechaun. Do you remember that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I like that movie. It was funny, man. It's like funny but scary at the same time. It's still spooky. It's a little man. This little
remember
thing
the movie
just,
It?
Of course. That's classic all day. That's classic. So many people were scared of clowns. So many, like, grown people at that.
That movie made me scared of clowns. That movie made me scared. Every time I seen one, it made me jump. Made me think of it.
And Killer Clowns from Outer Space. You ever seen that one?
No.
Oh, that was a. It's like it's scary, but it's like kind of funny a little bit, but it's not like super goofy, but it's kind of funny a little bit. But the way they made it funny in like a spooky type way. Like they was like drinking people's blood and stuff. It was.
Oh,
man. Yeah, they was. It was a. They was like real big and it was. It's interesting. It's a good movie. I enjoyed it. It's a classic film. Let's see what Miss Lena. Let's see if Miss Lena has some, some films she wants to name. Because my list, and we'll be talking until tomorrow. I got so many. I see what Miss Lena thinks. Miss Lena, are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, Miss Lena. What's going on, Miss Lena? Nice to hear from
Hello.
You again. I'm sure you have some films you'd like to name that you think are certified classic films.
Well, a couple of them you named already. Training Day.
My list is like ridiculously long.
A Few Good Men.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's
a good
classic.
Movie.
I don't have my list in front of me, but
I had
I'll
to have my
you...
list in front of me. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get them if I didn't have my list.
Another movie that Denzel Washington played in, was it Antoine Fisher?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
And he also played in another one called Hurricane.
Yeah, I can't say I remember that one.
Yeah, that was where he was in jail.
Denzel played in so many movies, though.
Right.
Yeah, he was in so many movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while you you know, you fetch your list or think of the ones that you can't think of. I'm going to name some, too. Ghost.
Oh, yeah, definitely classic.
That's a classic. Yeah, Ghost is definitely classic. That was one of those movies that kind of made you think, too. Like, wow. Could it actually be like that? That's one of those type movies. Definitely classic, though. And Titanic, one of the highest grossing films of all time. Like, I never, like, everybody used to complain, like, it's too long. I never felt like that movie was long. And for it to be, like, what, almost 3 hours? For me to not feel like that movie is long means that it must be, like, a really good movie. Did either of you like Titanic?
Yeah, I like Titanic.
Titanic is classic, man. That's
it really
that's a
is.
Film
I didn't
right
think
there.
It was long either. I didn't think it was long at all. It was so good that it made you not even really. I don't know how to put it, but it was just that good that I thought it should have been longer.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, it's certified. Top definitely would make my top 20, definitely. And then The Avengers. I know that's a recent movie, but it was so good. I'm saying now, that is a classic. Like, to me, it's already classic, but it's definitely a future classic. Like, everybody loves that movie. People that don't even like superheroes or know about superhero movies likes The Avengers. So, like, I'm just going to say that's already a classic. That's how good of a film that is.
And one you didn't mention when you were talking about Westerns.
Yeah.
The Last Outlaw.
Yeah, that's the reason why I didn't mention that is because I knew that movie, like, didn't come out in the movies. So I know a lot of people aren't familiar with it, but like for the people that aren't familiar with it, like it was a great like Western, like one of my favorite, probably behind Young Guns. Like,
yeah,
that's a classic. Cause see, it's an independent film, but like it don't look like it. You know how some independent films look like it? It don't look like it. They had credible actors on there, like
Mickey Rourke,
exactly. And a lot of the other actors who I can't name offhand, but I know they're familiar faces. If you watch The Last Outlaw, Google it. Watch that film, The Last Outlaw. You're going to say, I recognize him. Like, wow, I've seen all these actors before. Like, it's a really good film. Toy Stories, that's a classic. I mean, it's a kid's film, but definitely a classic. I know, look, when we talk, now I bet you when we start naming these kids' films, I bet you Nizzy didn't know about them. Jesus, he's a kid in a grown woman's body, I tell you. Miss Linda, did you hear some of the films that Nizzy Nates has never saw before?
Yes, just like Misery. Oh, my goodness. Kathy Bates, Misery.
It's crazy. Like, I'm like, wow, how
you
see
watch
films?
Misery.
You need to make a list. I got to make a list of films for you to watch. How many did you, like, you need to spend, like, a whole week
and
just sit in the house watching movies?
I'm going to check that movie out on Netflix tonight.
That's a classic. I bet you.
Yes,
I bet you're gonna call me like, "Oh my goodness, that movie was so good!" Like, duh. It's only like what 20 years old or something.
Definitely won't be bored watching that movie. It's good to the very end.
Yes. We got Toy Stories, Ants. I thought that was a classic. You like that too, Ants? Ants was real good. Beauty and the Beast, I remember that when I was a young child. That was like a really good
kid's
film.
Movie.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Yeah, I watched it almost every night.
You hear the kid coming out of her right now, Miss Lena? the kid in her coming out right now. She real excited now. We're talking about kid films. Shrek is a classic all day, like, I really enjoy Shrek.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorites too, Nizzy Nay?
No, Lion King is.
Oh, but you don't like Shrek?
I like Shrek, but
Shrek is classic, man.
It wasn't my favorite, but.
Wow, that's kind of crazy. Like, wow, how can you be a big fan of, like, 3D movies and, like, kids' films and not like Shrek? It's kind of crazy.
I didn't like it.
No, but, I mean, but it's like, yeah, it's all right. It's like, that's crazy to me. Like, what about Monsters, Inc.? Did you like that?
I didn't really care for that one.
What? What? Oh, my goodness. Monsters, Inc.? Man, that's like, oh, man, that's one of my favorites, man. That Monsters, Inc. was definitely one of the best ones that I thought they made. What about Finding Nemo?
Yeah, that was a classic one.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? And this might be my actual favorite, The Incredibles.
Womp womp.
Wow. We definitely got different tastes in kids' films, definitely. Wow. Oh, yeah, no, Miss Linda, feel free to jump in whenever you come up with more. Feel free. You're still with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ew.
Wow. I'm just going to go ahead and say we have different tastes, but I think you have poor taste in, like, kid films. And I don't think Pirates of the Caribbean is necessarily a kid's film, but, like, that for you to say ill with that, but be a fan of kid films and not like Pirates of the Caribbean is crazy. Like.
I did not like it.
Man, oh, man.
That was boring.
Classic. Then again, you're a female on top of it. The only part that's weird is, like, you like kids' films. You are actually a grown woman that likes kids' films but don't like some of the greatest films ever created for kids and young adults. Like, it's kind of crazy to me. Wow. Wow. What about WALL-E? Did you like that?
Who?
WALL-E, the robot.
I don't remember no WALL-E.
Holy crap. You know what? We're going to move to a whole different category of film. Wow. You said you never heard of WALL-E. Okay. We're moving on now. Moving on. Friday. Now, tell me you've seen Friday, because I think it's time to end this discussion if you haven't seen Friday.
You mean Friday, a movie, Ice Cube, whatever?
Yes. Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes.
How'd you feel about
that's
it?
That's a classic.
Classic all day. That's, like, actually my favorite comedy movie of all time. Definitely.
That's probably one of mine, too.
Did you like that, Miss Lena, Friday?
It was okay.
It was okay? You're not big on comedies? You must not be big on comedies. If Friday is only okay, you can't be big on comedies.
It was okay.
Wow. Friday was okay. Okay. Money Talks.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that one.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
I thought it was good. Like, I thought Chris Tucker was about to really be the next big thing in comedy. Like, that was actually a movie. He was the star. Like, Charlie Sheen was, like, the co-star. Like, Chris Tucker was, like, the star. Like, it was, like, Chris Tucker, then Charlie Sheen.
Right.
And I thought he was on his way to, like, being real big. Because, you know, he did all the Rush Hours with Jackie Chan, which are classics. And I don't know what happened with his career. Like, he just kind of disappeared out of nowhere. Like, and you just see him pop up every now and then at, like, award events. But, like, what happened to, like, I don't know what happened to him, man. But he was, he was the man. He was, like, really in films, man. Like, everything he played in was really good to me. Like, well, most of the things he played in was, like, definitely entertaining. There's something about Mari. Oh, you ain't seen that, didn't you?
Hello?
I seen it, but
yeah.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like There's Something About Mari?
No,
man, oh,
like
man,
that.
When people hear this show and they hear the movies that you didn't see and the movies that you seen and didn't like, they're going to be like, what the heck is wrong with this girl? Like, that's crazy. You didn't like There's Something About Mari? What about you, Miss Lena? Have you seen that something about Mary?
Yes, that was funny.
Yes. And Miss Lena isn't big on comedies, and she liked that movie. Come on. What about Dodgeball? I love that movie. That was so funny. Did you see Dodgeball, Nizzy Nay?
What was it?
Dodgeball. Dodgeball.
Oh, that movie was all right.
Oh, my goodness. That Dodgeball was all right? Okay. Wow. What about American Pie?
That was all right.
This is I need somebody else on this show with me, man. We're just not on the same page, man. And like, it seems like we live in two different countries right now or something. Like, it don't seem like we. I don't understand. Like somebody, I mean, mind you, keep in mind, you know, you got to be able to agree to disagree and respect somebody's opinion. But the movie that you're saying is okay and not good, and you haven't seen, it's really mind boggling. It really is. Because these are movies that I'm naming, the movies that everybody likes, like most people like.
Well, I'm not everybody, and I'm so different.
I see. Oh, you're definitely not. You're definitely not everybody, that's for sure. Nizzy Nay, there's only one Nizzy Nay, that's for sure. What about American Pie?
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good franchise. There's so many of them, I don't even want to start talking about it. It's just too... There's so many of them, but the first one was good. Like, the first one was my favorite part, too, was good, too. After that, I was like, okay. Like, let's cut it out now. But, yeah, American Pie is, one of the best comedies. This isn't a comedy, but I think it's a classic. What about Cast Away?
Yes, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that was, I like that.
You seen that, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's like, because it's so realistic, and it makes you think, like, wow, what would you do in that situation?
And it was so simple. Like, it was a very simple movie. Like, literally, it was just him in this freaking, volleyball. And he's sitting there talking to a volleyball half the movie.
Yes. It was, like, good, though. Like, how can a movie like that be good? And it was. Like, that's how you know Tom Hanks is an excellent actor. He just brings you in. He makes you a believer. He played another film too called Lady Killers that I really, really liked. It was a comedy. It wasn't like a big mainstream movie, but like on a low, that was like a really, really good comedy. Check that out when you get a chance. Lady Killers. But Tom Hanks definitely as far as I'm concerned, that's a classic for me. I got so many. Miss Lena, were there any more you wanted to name? Cause, yeah, that's classic. Definitely classic. You seen that, Nizzy Nay?
What?
The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's classic. Definitely classic. The Others.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mm-hmm.
That was really, really good. Yeah.
Nicole Kidman.
Definitely classic.
I think she played
in that. Yeah. Lean on Me.
Oh yeah, Morgan Freeman.
It's Morgan Freeman, right?
Yeah,
that's classic.
Morgan
Freeman. Yeah, that's classic. Definitely classic. That's where they got Dangerous Minds and all them other films about
that's
the schools and the kids is out of control and all of that. Yeah. The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, one
that
of my
was
favorites.
Good.
That was a good movie, right?
That really was a good movie.
Yeah,
talk about a movie with a twist.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher played in that movie.
Yeah. That's when we realized, wow, Ashton Kutcher can really act. Like, he just wasn't a funny guy. Like, he can actually act. Like, wow.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. That was one
Kid
of the
Martin
films that I really liked. Yeah. He had a lot of great performances, and I really liked the 10 hours between Love and Hate. Going back watching it now, I thought it should have been a little more to it. It should have been a little more psycho stalker. Like, it should have been more. Like, it should have been longer, and more stuff should have happened, but I like the idea. It was definitely good.
Right.
And you got to think about it when it was made and all that, so.
Yeah. Nothing to Lose was a good one too by Martin.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was real funny. Yeah, that was funny. That was one of his best performances other than Bad Boys. I thought that was really funny. And then did we ever name the Nutty Professor? Did we forget that earlier? Did you name that?
We forgot that. No, I forgot about that.
Wow, Nutty Professor. Did you like that, Miss Lena?
Yes, Eddie Murphy. Yeah,
that's classic, man. My favorite part is when Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle was in a comedy club cracking on each other.
Oh, my goodness. The best part of the whole movie.
That was my favorite part. Yeah. Especially when Dave Chappelle was cracking on him when he was Professor Clump at first, and he was talking about him being fat.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's classic, man. I got two more. My list is finally about to be over. I got two more. And I know I probably forgot some, but it's too many. I told you, Nizzy, it was going to be a long time for me. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah,
classic. Hand That Rocks the Cradle, definitely classic. Definitely. I could watch that movie right now. Oh, you know what? Before I get to my very, very last one, what, Miss Lena, you might remember what film I'm talking about. What was the film where the guy offered to pay $1 million to sleep with the man's wife? Indecent Proposal.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Demi Moore and Robert Redford.
That's Indecent Proposal, right?
Right. Indecent Proposal.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness. Did you see that, Nizzy Nay?
Mm-mm.
The guy offered $1 million to sleep with the man's wife. And it was like, they was thinking about it, and it was like, how many opportunities are we going to get to get $1 million? But then, of course, that just makes everything just kind of go downhill, because it's like, at the end of the day, you got the money, but, like, all right, you're going to give me $1 million, but now I can't look at my wife the same. Like, you just got to watch it. It's classic. Definitely make that on your list to watch movies. Like, put that on there. And the last one that I have on my list is definitely a classic. You know what? I actually think it's kind of underrated. Even though a lot of people say they liked it, I think it should get more credit for being one of the greatest films. Like, definitely top 100, but it should be high on your top 100 list, you as me, and that's Beetlejuice.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Beetlejuice, man. Michael Keaton is such an underrated. He's such an underrated actor, man. Batman and Beetlejuice and. He played every time he played. It don't matter if he's a bad guy, good guy. What was the name of the movie, Miss Lena? When he was somebody's neighbor or something. And he was like, you know, and he was just off the hook. He was like, he had like moved in to the apartment, and he like,
oh yeah,
had roaches. He was just driving him crazy.
Melanie Griffith.
What's the name of that movie?
I can't remember
the
name of it. The actress that played in there with him was Melanie Griffith.
Yes, man. Michael Keaton is such a great actor. I'm going to Google that. I'll be going to find out the name of that before the show ends. Beetlejuice, definitely. Nizzy Nay, you're a fan of kids' movies. Beetlejuice, man. They just don't make movies like that no more. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay? Like,
they don't.
It's kids, adults. Yes, man. It's shocking. That was a really good film. It's shocking that they didn't make more. Like, they didn't make a sequel. And maybe it's for the best.
It is, because I don't think they should have. That was just one of the movies where it didn't really need a sequel, I believe. Which is one of the movies. I think if they would have made it, it would have been really dumb.
Yeah, it is definitely possible.
Because it was so different. It was a really different, weird movie.
Yeah. What in the world was that? Ms. Lane?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all right.
Sound like you clicked over or something. I was like, what in the world was that? Nizzy Nay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Miss Lena, was the name of that movie Pacific Heights? What Michael Keaton was talking about?
That's it.
Pacific Heights, yeah. Pacific Heights. Like you said, Melanie Griffith was in it too. That's a classic movie. Nizzy Nay, put that on your list. Pacific Heights. You might have listened to this show, Old Nizzy Nate, and we, I'm telling you, it's some great movies that we're naming that you didn't see that you have to see. You, it's, they're must-sees. They're must.
I'll think
is
about
there,
it.
Is there any, Ms. Lena, you had any other films that you could think of?
Did you, I didn't catch the beginning of your show, but Forrest Whitaker in the last King of Scotland.
I didn't see that one. Did you see that movie name?
No.
I didn't see that one. But I like The Panic Room. I like that one.
That was good.
That's classic. That's classic right there. That's a good film. And I'll tell you another one I liked a lot that a lot of people, it was like one of those movies that people loved it or hated it. It was like one of those. Phone Booth.
Yeah.
No,
I really like that movie. Kiefer Sutherland and Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Man,
I like
oh,
that.
Man. That was so that good. Was like, to be a movie based on being on the phone at the phone booth the whole time, like, how can a movie like that be good? And it was. That's a classic. It's just so many like great movies out there. Like it's just not enough time in the day like to really just because it's always gonna be more you think of. Over the years, you see so many films, you know, but you know, it's just I don't know. It just has such an appreciation for like these films, man. Because like films can like you can think back on a good movie and it make you think back on your life. You can actually remember times in your life based on a movie. Have any of you ever done that? Thought about a movie and it made you think back about you remember other things that was going on in your life at that time and it made you have like a flashback.
Mhm. Yep.
Yeah, that's the one thing I like about movies, man. They really link you back to memories. They really help keep your, you know, memories from the past, like, you know, to certain things. Like, oh, I'm about, because I was with my cousin when we went and seen that at the movies. I ain't seen my cousin in so long. Let me call, you know, like. And some actors just do a great job of just really bringing things to life and make you a real believer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how you know some actors are good. When you hear about experiences where an actor was approached by a person in real life and was, like, being harassed about their character that they played in a movie, that's how you know. And I've heard of many cases like that. You ever heard of a case like that, Miss Lena? Where an actor was approached in real life by a person that seen something they played in and was, like, you know, harassing them about their character. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Cheating at a girl like that. Like, I was acting in a film. Calm down, miss. That's how you know that's a good actor, though.
Yes.
You got pretty much, that's saying you're doing something right. Nizzy,
and
Nizzy,
when we're mentioning Denzel Washington, I have to go way back to Sidney Poitier?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, because it wouldn't even be a Denzel without him.
Yeah.
I just had to mention
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah. The Passion Blue, I remember that one. Definitely, that's classic. Nizzy Nay, was there anything else you wanted to, that you thought of, that you wanted to say before we, any other films, before we close out?
We missed Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah, Edward Scissorhands, classic, good one, Nizzy Nay. Classic.
Did anybody like My Cousin Vinny with Joe Pesci?
Yes, Joe Pesci is a great actor.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't she know about the car? I can't remember the young lady.
Yeah, that is a great movie.
Marissa Tomei, that's what made that movie, her knowing about the car.
Yeah. Edward Scissorhands was a great movie. My Cousin Vinny was a good movie, definitely. Joe Pesci is that's my boy. That's my boy. He's definitely a good actor. That probably one of the actors that gets slapped on Because, like, back in the 80s and 90s, man, like, he's one of those actors to me, like, nearly everything he played in was, like, good. And Johnny Depp, that's my boy, man. Like, everything he played in, like, I go see. Like, he's the most versatile
right.
actor I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen nobody be able to pull off that many different roles successfully. Like, I like
right.
Glow, you know, like, man, you name it, he played in it, I probably liked it. I didn't even know I was him in Edward Scissorhands. Like, I didn't know that was Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was Captain Jack Sparrow. He was, man, how many other ones, man? You can Google it, you find a whole list of films, like. He just, man, he's the man. He's in that same bracket of, like, Will Smith. Like, he's one of those type actors. Will Smith, Denzel. Denzel isn't the most versatile actor, but for what he does great. Like, he knows his place. And
right.
it's a great place. The place that he knows is a great one. He knows it, and I respect that. Will Smith will try anything. So every now and then you'll see a Will Smith move and you'll be disappointed, but he is not afraid to try something. Neither is Johnny Depp. You know what? I mean, Tom Cruise, you can't forget Tom Cruise, too. I love the movie War of the Worlds. That was a really good movie. And Minority Report was a really good movie, too. Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, Will Smith, actors like that, just like, wow, like, man. Bruce Willis back in his day was a great actor. Still playing. How old is Bruce Willis? Like going on 70 or something? Like he's up there, man.
He
might not be 70. He might be 60 or close to 60 or something. He's been acting. All I know is this. He was acting in movies back in the 80s. He was already a grown man in the 80s. Like, I mean, grown, like probably like 30 in the 80s. So I don't know. He's the man, though, definitely. But seeing as though there's an endless list of movies and names, we just gonna go ahead and get ready to close out now because it's just one of those things. This is the first show we had that actually went over 2 hours, but that's just how it is when it comes to classic movies. It just doesn't end. Like, it's just so many. You know, Miss Lena, was there any other films that you didn't get a chance to mention, Miss Lena, before we go?
Well, it was quite a few, but we'll save that. I'll save that for another time. But another good actress is Halle Berry.
Yeah, definitely. Halle Berry.
I really liked her in Losing Isaiah.
Yeah, so many performances, too. But definitely, yeah, Losing Isaiah, that was a good one.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Was there any more? The Air Force?
Well, these were movies back before your time, so... like The Miracle Worker.
I don't know that one. You know that one, Disney? Miracle Worker.
If you don't know it, then I don't know.
I'm sure y'all remember Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah, that's classic. They was going to war, the husband and the wife. They hated each other going to war.
You talking about War of the Roses?
Oh, yeah, War of the Roses. Why
the War of the Roses
with
Michael Douglas.
War of the Roses. Yeah, which one was in the attic? They had the girl locked in the attic or something, right? Like, the girl was like, she just wouldn't let the girl come out
the
attic.
The whole family
right?
was in it, the mother.
Oh, it was the whole family.
The mother had
I remember
the whole
that.
Family.
I definitely seen it. It's definitely throwback.
Locked in the attic.
Yeah, like, and they wouldn't let them come out, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's classic. It's been so long, I had to, like, actually watch it again to actually refresh my memory, but I've definitely seen it. It's definitely classic. I mean, but you know, the list goes on and on. So, getting tired now. So, Miss Lena, I want to thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure. and I'm just going to place you on hold while we get ready to close out. It was definitely an interesting show, Nizzy Nay.
Yeah,
I'm actually exhausted. It's been a while since we had a show that had me exhausted. I'm exhausted now. Like,
I am too.
I'm beat. I'm like ready to crash. Like, wow. Like, it's an interesting show.
Yeah.
It's just so many. It's just so many more that wasn't even mentioned. But I thought that we mentioned a lot of movies. Like, we mentioned a lot of movies that people are familiar with. And out of all the movies we mentioned, somebody's going to like one of those movies, probably like at least 5 of them or 10 of them. Like, you can't not like all of the movies we mentioned. You got to like some of them. It's just too many. Too many classics.
That's true.
Yeah. Whew. Man, oh, man, I cannot believe how tired I am right now. So, I mean, it's been a pleasure. And as always, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. And once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio with host Tay Real and my good co-host, Nizzy Nay. You can catch us on Mondays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540.
Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. You can follow us on Twitter at It's Real Radio MD. Or you can just shoot us an email at itsrealtalkradio@yahoo.com.
Stay tuned for the next episode. Peace and love, y'all. Good night.
Everybody, good night.